Welcome to another edition of Jai Time Turkeys. I'm at Time Turkeys on Twitter, at Jai Time Turkeys on Instagram and YouTube. This episode, I'm joined by.
Starlight Dynamite. What's up, good people?
And we got an NBA episode for you tonight. We'll start off with the Pacers and the Timberwolves. I mean, Edwards, he ain't like to play an All-Star game, but. Psh, he came to play tonight, 44-6, with the chase down block to end the game after missing the free throw. So, I mean, he atoned for that.
Fucked up
But
my
it was something I was thinking about earlier. Like, the Western Conference is funny. So I don't know, I remember when, but the Warriors lost to the Celtics by 52, but then they beat the Bucks last night by 35. And they are currently, I think they're ninth or eighth, but they're in the play-in.
They're ninth and the Lakers are 10th because the Lakers lost last night.
Yep, to the Kings. And so, I mean, they're a weird team. The whole Western Conference is weird. Like, the only teams that we expected to be at the top that are there are the Nuggets and the Clippers. And the Clippers, I mean, I ain't gonna say they look the best, but they definitely, and this is what I want to talk about. They showed their, like, old man playoff mettle, but we still got talent because they walked the Rockets down last night. In Houston, where Houston is like 21-10. And I watched like most of the second half of that game. And it was like
Fourth quarter.
in the third quarter, I was like, all right, Houston go keep making shots. And then in the fourth quarter, I liked up, it was like Clippers down by six, Clippers down by two, Clippers up four. And I was like, they just got them in the vice grip. And this is without Westbrook, who still has a fractured hand. And the Nuggets, I mean, what they did to the Lakers when LeBron scored 40K, that got to be frustrating. Like, the Lakers were pretty much handling the game until the last 3 minutes, and it was like the Nuggets was like, "All right, guys, let's go win this game." And I don't know. I think it's just, but then you got OKC who like. They might be young, but I feel like they that young that they just don't know no better. And I don't know. So what do you think? You
Not
think
playing the Lakers.
you said what?
As long as they're not playing the Lakers, because the Lakers own them.
Yeah.
I'd rather say Anthony
So
Davis owns them. It's like they don't have nobody to stop them.
yeah.
Nobody
And I mean
to
it's but it's it goes to show you that Chet is a rookie because like he ain't played people like Anthony Davis long enough to know this is what you need to do. And same thing for switching gears right quick for Wembanyama when Sagoon put up, I don't know what he put up over 30 on him. And they asked him after the game, he's like, yeah, I mean, he's big, but he's not strong yet. So I was just taking him to the rack and I'm like, yeah, y'all better get your looks in now. Cause as soon as he put on some weight and really start to understand like defense, that guy is going to be the real deal. So, I guess right now, who's your betting favorite to come out the West?
Betting favorite to come out the way. It's I'm gonna stick with the Clippers. Even though if we get them in Denver in the conference finals, definitely got it's definitely gonna set the game. If there's health on both sides. But see, my thing with the Clippers. And they've done it well now twice coming out of the. They just give up big leads. They gave up the big lead to the Lakers. They gave up the big lead to the Bucks. The Bucks, right? Yeah. It's just like they shoot too many jumpers. In the fourth quarter, those jumpers get real flat. But what I've noticed last night, when James Harden turns it on and it's James Harden, the Clippers are kind of unstoppable because like because it's like he's playing cat and mouse with the teams. Like some games, like okay, I'm just going to facilitate, but then some games, fuck it, I'm getting mine and can't none of y'all stop me. And then, but y'all scared that I'm gonna dish it off, so I'm just gonna get it. Him one on one. I mean, you can't double. So like, yeah. But the Nuggets know how to win. But I think they have a problem with teams with depth. And team, I think if you're deep enough, you could beat the Nuggets. That's why I'm kind of scared for the Suns. Like the Suns is like, they still got KD, they still got Book, they still got Brad, but like they just haven't put it together. They haven't figured it out yet. Like you want to say Minnesota, I want to see how Cat comes back, but like on a night like this, Ant does this, it's kind of like can't count Minnesota out. But I'm gonna say the Clippers. But I don't want to count out. But even with the Warriors, I mean, I'm saying the Warriors and the Lakers, I don't think anybody wants to play them in the first round.
The
But
only team that I think would want to play them in the first round, who wouldn't mind playing them, who won't care either one, is the Nuggets. I think everybody else is like, let's not, just because like Steph could just drop 50 and then Klay could get hot for a quarter, and that could just change the whole series. For me, I think the Nuggets' bigger problem, because I think they could survive the depth issue because they've been coasting through the regular season. But I think if you have, and this is why the Clippers might give them trouble if the Clippers can get out their own head, but if you have somebody who can make Michael Porter Jr. play defense, it severely, to me, limits him being able to go like 10 for 10 like he did against the Lakers, because he has to play defense. He has to chase somebody around. Like, but if you are just a top two score and one of them's a big, like, nah. The next, like, all right, well, cool. Porter, you carry us for a quarter. You shoot 5 for 5 and a quarter. Just not even on some we turn the offense to you, just in the flow of our offense, you get shots that allow you to go 5 for 5. And Jokic don't have to press the entire game. And then they still got Murray. I think you losing Bruce Brown will hurt them, but I don't, not as much, because I think Mike Malone's a smart enough coach to be like, all right, you motherfuckers ain't getting it. Hey, look, big man, this is why we only play you so many games, or we coast through the games in the regular season. We need you to give us 42 minutes tonight. And Jokic just not like jumping off the ground, so he's not really expending energy. And I don't know, man. They just, for me, teams that get there and win, like, I'm not sure, I just have a hard time counting them out. And I don't know, I just don't see anyone beating the Nuggets 4 out of 7 times. Like, just don't. Like, the thing, I think it was when they played the Lakers, like, Jokic, Aaron Gordon, alley-oops. Like, how do you stop that? You don't know if it's a, if it's a pass, if it's a shot. Jokic also be like, all right, if you slide down for that, that's when we hit Michael Porter in the corner for a three. Like, it's a lot of different moving parts, and they know how to win, and they want to win again. And so I think that is, I'm hoping tonight is a finals preview of Boston, because Boston got to come out the East this year. Like, there's just no excuse for them not to come out the East. Even if Milwaukee like gets it together, there's literally no need. And I think the playoffs is where Jrue Holiday is gonna make all his money back, because I think if they play the Bucks, Jrue's gonna be like, all right, boys, my time to get some buckets. 'Cause he ain't really been getting buckets this year, but we know he can. So I think it's Boston's race to lose in the East. I'm picking the Nuggets out the West. Provided health is anything, because the Nuggets probably, when did Jamal Murray got hurt the year the Bucks won, right? He got hurt in like April.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like they could have been two-time champions trying to get three, or 3 and 4 years, or yeah, I'm losing count. So I don't know, their home court advantage going to play in Denver, and if they have the higher seed, you got to play in Denver 4 times. Seems like a tall task. But the question, the deeper question I want to know is, like, when do you think the torch will be passed to some of these youngins? Do you think LeBron officially has to retire? Like, do you think LeBron has to retire, Steph has to retire? Because, like, that's the only reason you're talking about the Lakers, and the only reason you're talking about the Warriors. But it's like, hey man, Shea is at the top. And just put the performance like this. Like, we could be talking about other people.
I think you have to talk about them because they're still good players. But I think that, and when you say the torch, you talk about as far as the face of the NBA.
I mean, the face of the NBA, I'm also talking about like how teams are perceived. Like, we spend a lot of our time talking about the Warriors, the Lakers, very few times talking about the Thunder, the Timberwolves, even the Nuggets to a degree. And so I just think that wouldn't happen. That didn't happen before. Like, once the young guns came into the league, it was like, all right, well, we will see if they will do it. But it seems like LeBron, Steph, even KD to a degree is still dominating. Like, people really think, like, oh no, they could win the title. It's just like, it might be time to start really digging into some other teams. And I wonder, like, if LeBron officially has to retire for people to be like, all right, he doesn't have a chance to win it this year. But it seems like if he's been playing any team, except, I mean, in the Lakers years, he got hurt. And then it wasn't that. But other than that, it's like, yeah, the Lakers are a dark horse. The Lakers are a dark horse. And like, it's like, we didn't even see that with Kobe. Like, once he hurt his Achilles, it was like, all right, well, he's here playing, but they're not a championship team.
I think because they those two specific, they still playing at a high level that you have to keep them in the conversation. Like I was saying, nobody wants to play in first. They still give their teams a chance. But I think the torch is in the process of being passed. But it really just comes down, I think they're media darlings. You're just gonna have to, I mean, like you watch these shows, the with the sports pundits or whatever analysts, they just like to talk about it. And I think it's kind of ad nauseum that they talk about them. I think they should talk about some of the young teams more. They deserve it. I think it'll be this season if neither one of them make the conference finals, or say if one of them knocks the other one out in the play-in, and then the other one gets knocked out in the first round. It's kind of like, all right, we're not going to be talking about LeBron and Steph. And that would be in May, into April. And that's the first time in more than a decade, 15 years, we could say that neither one of them would be in the conversation unless they force that conversation. So it starts this year. And it depends on who wins, too. I don't really think it depends on who wins, because say if the Bucks win, we're just gonna talk about Giannis more. If the Nuggets win, Jokic stakes his claim again as the best player in the world. Celtics win, it's Jason Tatum's time now. If Minnesota gets up in there, the Thunder, I mean, it's so many. I think it's so many young players that kind of it kind of takes away from the conversation because there's so many people to talk about. It's like, that's it's just so easy to talk about LeBron stuff. Let's just talk about them. Instead of you have to have so many, so it had it's so many layers to that conversation.
Yeah, no, I just it's I don't know, I just feel a little bit lazy. Like, come on, guys, you guys
Oh,
all
it's
got all
definitely
this
late.
time. You can talk about
Absolutely.
somebody else. Like, especially when you compare it with like men's college basketball, where bro, I don't even know why I don't even know if I need to watch the draft. Like, I'm not gonna know anybody.
Right.
I'm literally not gonna know any players in the draft this year. Like, not
Yeah.
the men's draft, not the women's draft.
Like that
That's
one
will
guy,
be.
the guy that plays for Kentucky or the other, it's just kind of like you really don't know names unless you really like college basketball, like if you're into college basketball.
Like even then, like even a couple years ago when like North Carolina ended Coach K's career, that still makes me chuckle. Caleb Love did that. He went to Arizona and it's like, all right, he out there, he's still getting buckets, but that's not enough to draw me to watch college basketball, men's college basketball. Now, women's college basketball, that's something different. Like that tournament this year might be all of it because everybody's, I think everybody's expecting Caitlin Clark to win. But Dawn Staley reloaded and shit. And then LSU, who actually won the title last year, like they still right there. Shit,
We got to transfer the white girl
Louisville.
from what
Yeah,
school?
Louisville.
She came from Louisville,
Yeah. And I don't even think she really hit her stride or like has like fully immersed herself in it. I think right now she's just trying to, well, last time I saw her, she just was trying to, you know, keep the ball moving, make sure Angel Reese got her touches.
But it's like Flajanae is the best player on that team, you think?
I think Flajanae has the best WNBA game. Like, I
Right.
don't know. I think Angel Reese would have to develop a consistent jumper, because you're not gonna be able to just back everybody down in the WNBA. Like, that's just not gonna happen. But I think Flajanae has the best like league game, and for us just learning, like between now and when she enters the draft, just which I actually I think it'd be good for her. You know how sometimes when you play on a college team and you're not the star person, even though you might have the talent, when you get to the league, you can better show it.
That's true. Yeah, spread your wings a little bit better.
So I think that might be end up happening. But yeah, I mean, I just saw earlier that the Aces sold out all their season tickets. They're the first WNBA team to do that. I think, I mean, we'll probably talk about them more, but I don't see how they're not the favorites to repeat. I don't think they lost anybody. And I feel like, and this is where I say Caitlin Clark, she probably will win like WNBA Rookie of the Year, but it ain't gonna be like it is now because folks will be coming for her. Like, you not gonna get it on us. And so while she, I mean, she's a baller, I just think it's gonna be a little bit different than what she's used to for a lot of different reasons. But I will say I'm glad she entered the draft. I mean, to me, there's no need to stay in college. Like, all those endorsements, she can just step them up and make them national.
Yeah.
So, then the last thing, we make this a quick episode. The draft coming up. What you think the Commanders will do?
Have
What
no
would
idea.
980 saying?
I
Have
have
no
no idea
idea.
what they're going to do. No. It's so many different ways they can go. I think with Adam Peters as the GM now, who has a history of one, trading up, two, trading back, and just who's really good at getting quality players late in the draft. I think, and it's just seasoned enough to know, to answer calls, to see what teams are talking about. Ultimately, I think they take Jaden Daniels. I wouldn't be mad if they take Drake May, but it's like we need to see. I mean, Drake May, you on the clock. I mean, like, but I don't think Drake May starts immediately. I don't think Jaden Daniels starts immediately, honestly. But then I wouldn't be mad if they trade back and get Justin Fields in for a second or third round pick, and then draft hell, offensive line help or one of the receivers. I wouldn't be mad if Kirk, if they go after. No, I'm not gonna say that. I wouldn't be mad, but in signing Kirk Cousins, coming off this injury, even though he's not a mobile quarterback, he will eat up so much of the cap. It's kind of like, I'm cool on that. I really, it's almost like the quarterback decision is an easy one. I want to see how they build up the team. So.
Well, what about this though? What if they draft a rookie, but then also sign Russell Wilson for a year? All they got paying him is 1.5. The Broncos got to eat the rest of that money. He needs a PR boost a little bit. It's three quarterbacks for the Atlanta job. The Washington job, depending on how you try to play it. And then, like, even the Chicago job. Like, I don't think any of the three, well, we'll see what they do in training camp and preseason, but I don't think any of the three quarterbacks at the top of the draft should be given the starting job just outright. Like, if Justin Fields wasn't on his fifth year option, like, I would say just keep him. And let them ballot it out, because for me, the right now the best quarterback in the game is Patrick Mahomes. Sat his ass down for a year, and Alex Smith wasn't a game changer, to quote Cam. He was a game manager, but he managed the hell out of that game, and Patrick was able to see. And then he come in as, and we see six AFC championships, two titles. Two Super Bowl MVPs. Like, compare that with like anyone else in that span. Hell, even Lamar Jackson, he got two MVPs. He didn't start immediately. Like, it took him about to be like, hey, Harbaugh, we might fire you at the end of this. He's like, well, shit, if I'm gonna go down, let me go down with all my talent on the field. And so I don't understand the rush to throw in a rookie QB when everybody says the college game is so much different than the NFL game. Like, what's the rush? I mean, you got him for 5 years, essentially. I mean, we just see so many, we see so many bad times. The only one who I could think who just went and started immediately and was pretty good at it, like, through his career, Andrew Luck. And he left after, what, 6 years? He was like, yeah, I'm not getting beat up no more. So it'll be really interesting, because that Kirk Cousins domino, QB gotta be first to go. I actually think he stays in Minnesota. I think the Falcons go after Justin Fields, but I could also, I don't see Russell Wilson going back there. I mean, going there.
To Atlanta.
Going to Atlanta. I don't think he, so like, I don't think he necessarily fits with what like Raheem Morris mindset there. But yeah, I think, I mean, Atlanta gets a quarterback, like they're an NFC South favorite because I mean, yeah, Carolina has their quarterback. I don't know who's playing quarterback for the Saints. I don't know who's playing quarterback for the Bucks. And so that division is wide open. Then we forgot about the Patriots, who like they may take a quarterback and then put Mac Jones on the market. They've already started like, well, yeah, they've already started trying to be like, he just needs a change of scenery. Like I read Matthew Judon said, yeah, when he's comfortable, he's a good quarterback. It's like, oh, they drop in these seeds to get his trade value up. I mean, this is going to be an interesting draft. We got all these receivers ready to come out, and we see what happens when you have two good receivers. Like when you have two good receivers, that just opens up your offense. So we will see how this goes. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. What do you think about the rumor? I just saw this rumor earlier tonight that Saquon Barkley is going to be going to the Eagles.
I didn't see that one. That'd be interesting. Him and DeAndre Swift in the same backfield. DeAndre Swift? That's not who they. That's DeAndre Swift. Help Jalen Hurts a lot. Take some of the beating off of him. Some of the wear and tear. It'd be interesting. Even though I wanted him to go to Houston. Excuse me.
Houston might be a good one.
One thing I want to go back to Russ real quick. I don't think he goes anywhere and they ask him to be a mentor to a young quarterback. I don't think he's at that point of at this stage in his career. I mean, it could be proven wrong, but I think he's still trying to prove that he's an elite quarterback. And he doesn't want to babysit, for lack of a better phrase, or help. That's why I don't think that's why I don't think he comes to Washington. I think what I saw today was him in Pittsburgh has interest in him. I think that'd be a better fit. Even though they still like Kenny Pickett. I don't know, because it's kind of the same thing. But I think Kenny Pickett is better, well, currently better than any quarterback that's on Washington's roster. But well, there's only really one quarterback on Washington's roster right now. Two. I can't Jake Fromm, but Jake Fromm, he's gonna be a career
Gone real soon.
back.
So I mean, I hear you that he doesn't want to be a backup, but what is he, 30?
Russ has
30,
34,
3, 30,
34.
somewhere between 33 and 35. And so he might not want to be a mentor, but he might.
35.
Oh, nope. Let's take that back. I don't think so because there's too many quarterback needy teams. Like, even teams that got quarterbacks are not all the way in. So, like, yeah. If we just let's go through division by division. Sorry, in the NFC East, Dallas and Philly got their quarterbacks. The Giants want to get away from Daniel Jones. Washington's in flux. We go to this North. Chicago want to trade Justin Fields because they can already pick Caleb Williams. The Vikings, if they don't sign Kirk Cousins, they'll need a quarterback. Green Bay got their quarterback. And who am I forgetting from that division? Detroit. I mean, they got Goff, but like,
No, I think they sticking with golf. I think
yeah,
they
they on the clock for getting one too. We talked about the
actually
NFC
no, I
South.
think that's the opposite with Detroit. I think I think they with God. I don't think they think. I think they don't think
Maybe.
anything about quarterback for at least 2 or 3 years with Goff. I think they really like Goff.
So wait, what year did he come in? Because I feel like he came in 20, he at least 8 years in the league,
He was in
right?
that Carson Wentz draft.
And that was 20, what, 11? No, my,
He's
that
only
was,
29.
oh, okay, yeah, all right. Oh no, I thought he was on the other side of 30. So if he ain't on that side of 30, you're right. He probably, they're not looking at nothing, because I put it like this. He wasn't the reason they lost to the motherfucking the Niners.
He got drafted in 2016.
Yeah, he was not the reason they lost to the Niners.
Yeah, I mean, in that last drive, I mean, yeah, I mean, I like Jared Goff, honestly. I liked him when he was in Los Angeles. I just think he needed a little bit more seasoning.
Yeah. And then out west, Seattle has Geno Smith. San Fran has Brock Purdy, but I think they can be, they might be looking on the low. Arizona has Kyler Murray. And then who's the one I'm missing? Rams.
They might be looking
They
for
got Matt Stafford, but I think they're ready to look for a younger QB
yeah,
too.
they ready for younger coming.
So that was what, like six, seven teams just on the NFC? And we go to AFC. Patriots. The Jets need to start looking for a younger QB. Because Aaron Rodgers is on his last leg. Dolphins are good with Tua. And then why can't I think of the fourth way? Hold up, this will come back to me. Who's the team in that
We
division?
ain't even talking about the Saints need a
Oh,
quarterback.
Buffalo. Yeah, we said the Saints need a
Is it the
quarterback.
Saints?
And then Buffalo. So that's just two teams out that division.
I
The AFC North. I
think
mean, the
they
AFC North might be
set.
the one of the few divisions that, well, once Pittsburgh get theirs sorted out. But
Is
everybody else in that division, in the NFC North, I mean
you
AFC
said
North,
NFC North.
I mean yeah,
Oh, AFC
NF
North.
AFC North, yeah AFC North,
We
everybody
said
but
who gets what?
Pittsburgh, because
Oh,
Cincinnati
okay.
got Burrow. I mean Cleveland got their quarterback, for better or worse. They
They
got
talking about
Baltimore.
bringing back Flacco. They said there's still interest there.
I mean, I'm sure it's interest, but if I'm Deshaun Watson, I don't like hearing that because.
Watson insurance. Well, I think that might be what Watson needs to get back on track if he's going to.
So I hear you. The problem is when you have a black QB, starting QB, and you have a white backup. Kind of don't really matter what the starter does. It's, and that city with Flacco coming in off the couch 2 months into the season and almost bringing them to the playoffs, Watson will have to look like Patrick Mahomes out here for them not to be like, hey man, we should put Flacco back in. The fans, I mean, not the coaches, the fans. He will have to look like Patrick Mahomes though for every single throw. Because as soon as he mess up, they will be like, hey man, you know we did pretty well with Flacco last year. And I don't know if Cleveland wants those problems. If they bring him back, that says to me he's probably not healing as fast as they would like. And rather than just come out and say that, they're just going to get the insurance. Because you can't, I mean, there's 254 million in escrow. Like, benching him would be worse to me, worse than what the Broncos did, eating all that dead money. The AFC South, like Tennessee wants us to believe they have their quarterback. I don't think they believe they have their quarterback. Houston got their quarterback. We'll see if the Colts have theirs. Hopefully Anthony Richardson like bulked up a little bit, but he seemed to be on his way to being a good quarterback. And then Jacksonville got Trevor Lawrence. So I think right now we had another two, three, four. And then in the AFC West, like Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Raiders need a quarterback. And what am I forgetting? Oh, the Broncos. So that's another six. So that's like 13, 14 teams that need a quarterback.
I think that 10 to the 10, 11, 12, and 13 range, I think it's the Broncos, the Raiders, the Vikings, and what up in Atlanta? No, Atlanta's at 8. It's another team in that, right in that area that all of them are talking about trying to trade up.
So that worries me because I feel like they're gonna trade up and do something like take JJ McCarthy, and I'm like, that's not what you want to do. Like I watch Michigan football a whole lot. That's not what you want to do. Not trade up to get him. That's gonna put all the unnecessary expectations on him and your team. Like if you pick them in the back half of the first round, that's cool. But once you trade up and you give up a pick, like in addition to swapping picks, where you got to give up some other young players, that's not, don't fall for the combine trick. Please don't fall for the combine trick. So, but yeah, that's all I had tonight. I just had a quick something. I was into the game, so I was like, me hop on and see. I think they just went to commercial, but I think the Nuggets got
Nuggets
ahead
up.
by three in like the middle of the second quarter. So this has been like a back and forth game. I feel like both teams understand that we getting it's after the All-Star break, so they taking it serious.
I play offensively. Yeah.
But it'll be a good one to see where these teams shake out. Yeah, I feel like that's, oh yeah. One thing I did want to say real quick, switching gears. Man, yo, I think it's the Gold Cup. The women's team, the women's soccer team played last night. Bro, it was standing water on the field.
Sure.
On the like it
Where
was, I
is
was
it?
like, shit, I forgot where it's at. I don't know, but it obviously rained a lot. And like the first US goal was because they played, I forget who, no, they played Canada. There we go. The Canadian woman tried to kick the ball back to the goalie. You know, standard shit. The ball died. The US person kicked it into the goal. And I was like, if I'm Canada, I'm like, hey man, like what are we doing here? Like the ball died. Like a normal, it wasn't like anything special. It was just like a normal, I got the ball, I'm gonna kick it back to the goalie. The goalie go kick that shit down. She just died in water. I was like, yo, this is like they couldn't just play this shit today. Like you couldn't just say, hey man, this is unplayable conditions. Come back and play this shit tomorrow. Like that shit was wild. Like, but yeah, that's all I have for them for this for tonight. So if you ain't got anything, we go ahead and wrap this one up.
I'm good. We covered
All
all
right,
of it.
well. Yeah. Well, thank y'all for tuning in. It was a real quick episode. Just on some NBA. We'll have some more NBA like we back on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. Oh, two shit. Actually, it's basketball every week if you got NBA TV. So we'll be back on soon in another week. We'll see how it's shaking out. Playoff picture getting clear. So thank you for tuning in. Until
Oh
next
yeah,
time.
and next week
Oh.
we will be able to talk about NFL free agency.
Oh, yeah. And
Tampering period starts Monday.
That's gonna be real tricky because none of them backs got tagged. So Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Tony Pollard, they all being ready to hit the open market. So that'll be an interesting thing. But like I said, thank you guys for tuning in, and until next time, peace.